tuned for today's show. Today's a beautiful day. It's a Monday. It's nice outside. Everybody is having a great day. I hope they are. Now let's get started. This is your guilty pleasure in celebrity news, gossip, and more. We have lots of juicy news coming up. Can't believe we're already 2 days into March. Super crazy to think about. A lot has happened in Hollywood, so let's dig in. Let's start off with some celebrity news in our first segment called Shade, Shade, Shade. This feud involves Fashion Police co-host Juliana Rancic and Zendaya Coleman. And guess what it's about? No, not clothes, but hair. So, the first feud is about Zendaya's hair. Now, the Monday after the Oscars special of Fashion Police, known for criticizing celebrities on their fashion choices and making jokes out of it. So here is what happened with that. Let's see. So the Monday after the Oscar special of Fashion Police, Zendaya showed up with wearing dreads in a stunning gown. Honestly, she looked amazing in my opinion. And next thing you know, she's being fined on Fashion Police for her hair, looking like it smelled of patchouli oil and weed. According to Juliana Rancic, which she is a reporter, has been for many years on E's News, E Entertainment. She also has her own show. So, I mean, I was personally a fan of her show until she said that. I thought it was pretty racist. It was very unacceptable and pretty ignorant on her part to say that. Now, the shady part is that Zendaya actually has been on Fashion Police back when Joan Rivers was still there. And after Twitter heard the news, after Twitter, you know, tuned into the show Fashion Police, everybody there went crazy after hearing the comments that Juliana had made about Zendaya. And Zendaya, of course, rightfully so, fired back, but not in the way that you expected to. So I'm going to tell you guys exactly how she fired back to Juliana. The Disney star went on to say that there is a fine line between what is funny and disrespectful. Someone said something about my hair at the Oscars and that left me in awe. Not because I was relishing in rave outfit reviews, but because I was hit with ignorant slurs and pure disrespect. To say that an 18-year-old young woman with locks must smell of patchouli oil or weed is not only a large stereotype, but outrageously offensive. I don't usually feel the need to respond to negative things, but certain remarks cannot go unchecked. I'll have you know my father, brother, best childhood friend, and little cousins all have locks. Do you know what Ava DuVernay, director of the Oscar-nominated film Selma, Ladisi, 9-time Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and actress, Terry McMillan, author, Vincent Brown, professor of African American Studies at Harvard University, Heather Andrea Williams, historian who also possesses a JD from Harvard University and a master's and a PhD from Yale University, as well as many other men, women, and children of all races have in common locks. None of which smell of marijuana. There is already harsh criticism of African-American hair in society without the help of ignorant people who choose to judge others based on the curl of their hair. My wearing my hair in locks on an Oscar red carpet was to showcase them in a positive light, to remind people of color that our hair is good enough. To me, locks are a symbol of strength, beauty, almost like a lion's mane. I suggest some people should listen to India Ari's I Am Not My Hair and contemplate a little before opening your mouth so quickly to judge. Zendaya Coleman. So that was Zendaya's response after Juliana pretty much butchered her by saying that her hair, specifically in locks, smelled like weed. I don't know. That's pretty crazy to me. I don't know why somebody would go off and say that. That's pretty disrespectful. And not only you should know better, you're on air. Like, yes, your show is about, you know, criticizing and making fun of people's outfits because of, you know, because they're celebrities. And yes, you're on Fashion Police. But that doesn't give anybody the right to be blatantly disrespectful and ignorant and racist and stereotype a wide range of viewers by saying that. That's just damaging yourself. So, I mean, quickly, Zendaya got support from many celebs such as Kerry Washington, Chloe Grace Moretz, Khloe Kardashian, and apparently even Fashion Police co-host Kelly Osbourne, who tweeted that she did not write the joke and does not condone racist comments and was even questioning staying on the show. Now, I think that's pretty bold. That's a pretty bold decision for Kelly Osbourne to do, given the fact that she has been there since the beginning and she praised Joan Rivers, which was the only person who was supposed to be making jokes originally, and she had no censor. Joan Rivers had no censor. She could say pretty much whatever she wanted, and although it did hurt some people's feelings, people didn't seem to take it as offensively, maybe because she was a comedian, although that still doesn't give somebody the right to say something. But as for Juliana, she wasn't the one who was supposed to be doing the jokes, and for her to just blatantly say it out loud, I don't know, it's just, it makes me cringe. So Juliana went on to make two apologies, one public apology on air and one directed specifically towards Zendaya on Twitter, on which she stated, "Dear Zendaya, I'm sorry I offended you and others. I was referring to a bohemian chic look, had nothing to do with the race and never would." Triple exclamation mark. That is not a very great apology, in my opinion. That seemed like she was just trying to like play it off like it was no big deal. Like, really, you were not referring to a bohemian chic look. If you were, you probably would have said it looks very chic, it's bohemian. But no, you pretty much just went on and disrespected a lot of people by saying that comment. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't think that was a sincere apology. But wait, that wasn't enough. So, the next apology was on air, and to many it seemed more sincere. She stated, "This really has been a learning experience for me. I've learned a lot today, and this incident has taught me to be a lot more aware of cliches and stereotypes, how much damage they can do, and I am responsible, as we all are, to not perpetuate them further." Zendaya responded yet again by saying, "I appreciate your apology, and I'm glad it was a learning experience for you and for the network. I hope that others negatively affected by her words can also find it in their hearts to accept her apology as well." I think that was pretty brave of Zendaya to actually come out and say, hey, this offended a lot of people, but instead of holding on to that anger and rage, let's try and just not forget about it, but accept the apology. Now, words are really hard to take back, as you can see, and they affect a lot of people. So for an 18-year-old to come out and say, let's accept the apology, but let's, you know, let's just be aware that she did apologize, but it's not okay for her to say it. And although an apology is not enough, it was still a first step and still something that many other people don't do. Many other people will just go on and say racist comments without being aware of the repercussions. So Now, as if that wasn't enough, Juliana is now claiming that she did not write the joke. I mean, that's pretty suspicious because the show is supposedly unscripted. However, now she's saying that the writers wrote the joke for her to say. I don't know if I buy that. To me, that seems like an easy cop-out for her to just say. So, I don't know. My opinion remains the same. Yes, it was nice of her to apologize, which she should do in any situation where you offend somebody. You should always go ahead and apologize and, you know, do it sincere, because the apology that she had wasn't sincere. It seemed like she was forced to say it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but when it was on air on E!, it seemed like it was totally just written for her to say, and it didn't really come from her heart, which something that offends you so much like that, I think should be taken into consideration, should be very thoughtful, you know, but it just wasn't that. So I'm just wondering why, what happened. I used to esteem Juliana, and I had her in a very positive light because she has been pretty important for the communication industry, and not only the media, but, you know, it just goes to show that we can't hold everybody up to high standards. We can't hold up somebody to, like, on a high pedestal, because, you know, they are not perfect, and nobody's perfect. But still, in my opinion, just take some thoughts. Shouldn't be ignorant, and be aware of what you're saying, because, you know, words are hurtful. Now, in some other news, speaking of more celebrity feuds, let's talk about Naya Rivera and Big Sean. Now, they have some juicy history, because let me just tell you what's going on. So, Naya Rivera recently posted a picture on Instagram that had a cute cartoon of an oven, and she said, "Bun in the oven," meaning that she's pregnant. She's pregnant with her first child with husband Ryan Dorsey. So, where's the shade? So, Naya actually announced her pregnancy the same day that Big Sean's new album titled Dark Sky Paradise was supposed to be released, or was released. So now, remember that the Glee star and the rapper had a rough coming out. So the two were engaged after dating for only 6 months. Yeah. Everyone loved the couple. I did too. I thought they were super cute together. I was like, oh yes, I'm digging this whole Glee dating rapper kind of relationship. So I was loving it, and the media was loving it too. However, I was so shocked to hear when Big Sean broke off the engagement, and I did some research. I was like, okay, let me follow this story. Let me see what happened. Now, apparently, Big Sean broke off the engagement because of Naya's alleged anger and jealousy. And supposedly that scared off Big Sean. I am a feminist, and I believe that women should be able to carry out their emotions without anybody telling them not to, without suppressing them. But, I mean, I don't know. We just never know what it was. I mean, does she have anger management? Does she need that? I don't know. In the pictures and everything that I've seen from her, I mean, she's always seemed like pretty mellow, pretty chill. So that's pretty strange. I don't know. But who knows? Only they know their own business. Now, after 2 months of the broken engagement, Naya announced via Instagram, again with a picture, that she had actually got married. So she married Ryan Dorsey, and get this, it was in the same dress, the same day, and the same location she was supposed to get married with Big Sean. Okay, now that is pretty crazy. Really, really crazy to me to think that you're going to be getting married with somebody else in the same dress, same location and day that you were supposed to be getting married to somebody else. Like, dang, he must have done something, or something must have just been way off for her to do that. I don't know. But hey, I mean, at least she's saving money on dress and location and everything. So, I mean, why not? Killing two birds with one stone. No, I don't support animal cruelty. So, dang, that was shade. Now, there was also a lot of controversy with Big Sean's hit single, I Don't F With You. People were saying that that was like aimed specifically for her. I don't know. A lot of people still say that it wasn't written about her, that it is. Who knows? The lyrics actually sound pretty accurate to, you know, what he's describing. I don't know. He's saying about how he dodged a bullet with a crazy bee and, you know, how he has like a new girlfriend, which he has been dating Ariana Grande. By the way, they're super duper duper cute. I love them. I love her music, everything. I just think they're a very cute couple. They were very smitten at the Oscars. So I don't know. That was really cute. Now, anyways, back to Naya and Big Sean. So the pregnancy announcement wasn't actually supposed to be delivered that day. Naya and her husband received news from a source that let them know that a magazine was aware of their pregnancy and they were actually going to be publish it. So, I mean, like any other couple with exciting news, they wanted to be the first ones to say the announcement and beat the magazine. So, I mean, it just so happened to be on the same day of Big Sean's album release. I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys should. I don't know. That was pretty strange. So, I mean, finding out that your ex is now expecting a baby with somebody else and you were supposed to be getting married with them, like, damn, dude, like, that is crazy to me. That is some serious Hollywood stuff. That is shade. So, everybody, that was our first segment on shade, celebrity gossip. Now, stay tuned for our next segment called hashtag Rich People Problems here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Stax.
My face.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to DJ Stacks here at radio.dominican.edu, bringing you the Hollywood Stack Up, talking about all celebrity news, gossip, and more. Now, this segment, we have what is called hashtag rich people problems. Now, it's a slight take on the hashtag first world problems, which I think most people have heard before. And I'm going to be talking about, I mean, what's a gossip show without talking about the Kris Jenner Kardashian clan? Not specifically of Kris Jenner, but her daughter, Kylie. Now, she's the daughter of Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner. And apparently, she recently purchased a $2.7 million mansion. Damn. Now, that is pretty expensive. Like, dude, the girl is seriously only 17 years old. She's not even legally of age. Like, oh my God, that's pretty crazy. Like, how the heck can she afford that? I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but dang. You know what it is, though? It's the name. She comes from a wealthy, wealthy-ass family. Really wealthy. I mean, Kris Jenner's former husband, Robert Kardashian, was actually the lawyer who won the case, the O.J. Simpson case. So, I mean, he must have gotten a lot of money from then. But not only that, but he also was a very great attorney. And I'm sure that Kris Jenner was, you know, used to that lifestyle and used to having a bunch of stuff just given to them. So, I mean, by marrying Bruce Jenner, obviously, then they were going to have money. So, damn. But how the heck, like, I don't understand. I still don't understand how the heck this family is famous. Okay, we know Kim. We know what she did. And if you haven't, I'm sure you can look it up. Just Google how Kim got famous. But still, I think that all just... Is it just endorsements? Endorsements and magazines. Like, I see pictures of them all the time, and they're like flying in jets, and they got their private this and their private that, and they're shopping. And it looks like, what? Like, they don't do anything. Like, dang, girl, go to school. Go get educated. Apparently, she wanted to drop out of homeschooling. Like, damn, is that even possible? Can you do that? Why would you even want to drop out of homeschooling and not even finish your high school education? Like, that's pretty sad. I guess the ultimate goal for many people is to, you know, just go to school in hopes of getting a good career, a good paying career. But I mean, if she's already having that career and the money's already coming in, is that her logic? I don't get it. So anyway, she pretty much bought a $2.7 million home. That's still insane. I can't believe that. And her mom actually just went out to say that, you know, she's really excited that she's going to be moving out and this and that. And I believe it was E! News who commented or asked her if she was going to be helping Kylie decorate her new home. And she said that she wasn't, that she was actually just going to leave it off to Kylie to do her own thing because she was really unique and she's really edgy. Now, in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a lot of episodes, we've seen Kris trying to take control out of, you know, trying to control her whole family pretty much. So I don't know if I really believe that she's actually going to let her daughter decorate her own home. I feel like she's probably going to be sneaky and end up taking over, you know, just like moms, regular moms do. Hey, a mom's job. But anyway, yeah, so she said that she was going to decorate her home in an edgy way and this and that. I'm just surprised because not most 17-year-olds actually have their own car. Heck, I'm over here in college struggling trying to buy some coffee. Like, damn, dude. Like, and I'm going to be going off and buying a $2.7 million home. Like, you should just give me that money and so I can just pay my tuition, because tuition rates are through the roof, man. Like, help me pay out my college loans. Like, for real. I don't know. This girl is crazy. But she does have, I guess, her own individual ventures aside from, you know, being with the Kardashians. Apparently, her and Kendall Jenner have their own line, their own clothing line at PacSun, which seems to be pretty successful. I mean, they're like rolling in dough, so why not? And Kylie also came out with new extensions, like hair extensions. You guys all know how she had the like the teal blue hair and stuff. And on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim actually didn't even want her to show up at her wedding like that. So, I mean, hey, now she's making money off of them. Now, the company that she has partnered with is the Bellamy Hair Extensions, and they're pretty popular, like on Instagram and a whole bunch of stuff, like social media. Lily Galici, the star, the ex-star for the Shaws of Sunset on Bravo, actually has a line with them too. So, I mean, she just had a party in LA a couple months back premiering or, you know, showing that new line. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I guess I just saw a new picture showing me that there is an updated version of the Kylie Jenner hair. So now they've come out with a whole bunch of colors. So, you know, she's really, I guess, going on that business venture. And I'm sure she's getting a lot of advice from her famous momager. Who wouldn't? Dang, like, I need a momager like that. I mean, I think they'd pretty much be controlling my life. But if you're going to make me money, like, okay, let's do it. Now, in other rich people problems, did you guys hear that apparently Chris Brown was denied entry into Canada? Like, dang, really? Denied entry to Canada. I've seen that a lot of people, especially Drake fans, have been having a ball from this. Like, of course they will. I mean, Drake versus Chris Brown, I love both of them, honestly. But, I mean, if I had to choose one, of course I would choose Chris Brown. I mean, he has been my boo since 2006. Ever since he came out with his first album, I've been all over him. But, I mean, I don't know, I guess Drake's pretty cute too, but I wouldn't really pay that much though to go see him. But yeah, so apparently concerts were canceled in Canada, so he was barred from crossing the border into Canada, I believe on a Tuesday. So he had to cancel shows in Toronto and Montreal. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the good people of the Canadian government wouldn't allow me entry. I'll be back this summer and will hopefully see all my Canadian fans. So this is what Chris Brown tweeted to all his followers. What's really funny, though, is that the tweet has been deleted ever since, you know, he posted that. Apparently, he just posted it and then just quickly deleted it, probably so that he wouldn't give Drake fans a reason to, you know, keep going and making fun of him. But there was no reason as to why he was denied entry into Canada. Live Nation cited that immigration issues was what happened. But I mean, there was no like actual reason for him not to be welcome into the country. So it's pretty interesting, because this tour is supposed to be the Between the Sheets tour with Trey Songz, which, oh my God, that is my other boo. So that's pretty funny, though. If all the Drake fans are trolling on Chris Brown, poor Chris Brown, he has been through so much between all his community service. Thank the Lord, though, that he finished, because, hey, now he's free to go to tour. It reminds me of like when your mom used to force you to like do something and then you could go out and have fun. I feel like that's what's happening, or what happened to Chris Brown. He pretty much just, he was able to finish his community service and then he got to play. not between the sheets, but in tour. So the promoter of the tickets said that refunds were going to be made at the points of purchase. So, hey, that's a really good thing for all the Chris Brown, Trey Songz fans. They're going to be getting their money back. Yeah, so that's cool. That's a good thing. I would hate to lose my money just because my favorite rapper, singer, whatever, wasn't able to get into the country. That would suck. That would really, really suck. So we'll see what happens with that. So far, there's been a lot of good news for Chris Brown. He has been doing pretty well with all of his shows. I've seen a lot of pictures on Instagram saying how, you know, he has sold out shows. And most recently, I believe, let me see what show he sold out. I think it was somewhere in the middle of the USA. I don't know, but he's just posting a lot of stuff like on Instagram and social media about how much fun he's having. Everybody's all team breezy, this and that. So we'll see. We'll see how his tour goes with Trey Songz. Yeah, like I said, those two my boos. So this is rich people problems. We'll see what other problems come out next week. So stay tuned. You are listening to DJ Stax with your Hollywood pileup here at radio.dominican.edu, and I'm gonna leave you with a really cool jam I think you guys would like. Let's throw it all the way back. Let's throw it back to some Brenton Wood here with the Oogum Boogum song. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
One, two, three. Boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your high heel boots with your hip hugger suit, it's alright, you're out of sight. And you wear that cute mini skirt with your brother's sloppy shirt. I admit it, girl, that I can dig it. And the officer says, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're catching your spin on. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. I just look at me. When you wear your bell bottom pants, I just stand there in a trance. I can't move. You're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you?
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, DJ Stax. You're listening to The Hollywood Pileup at radio.dominican.edu. Now, coming up next, we have just your news, your celeb news, and some gossip in here. So stay tuned for that. So, did you guys hear that the brand new movie with Ice Cube, of course, so his groups, the NWA, they're coming out with the movie Straight Outta Compton. Now, that's one of the titles for their famous songs, and it's going to be really cool. It seems like it's going to be a really great movie. I actually saw a trailer for it, and it seems pretty cool. I mean, I just want to know, like, more about who the actors are going to be and who's going to be playing what role in all that. I mean, I think that Ice Cube's son, his oldest son, looks pretty much just like him, so I don't see why he wouldn't be able to just play his character. So, I mean, if it's cool if he is, so we'll just stay tuned for that. Now, the movie is actually to be released August 14th of 2015, so this summer there's going to be some pretty cool new movies, just like Straight Outta Compton. Now, it's going to be about, you know, the five men who took part of NWA and how they translated their experiences into music and how they rebelled against the government and the authority. They have a pretty good message. Not most of it, because, you know, as most of it's going to be like curse words and all that. But, I mean, behind that, it's pretty much just a group of men trying to come together, or coming together and sharing their experiences with the world about what they're going through in the 1980s. So that was a very rough time. It was, you know, when Compton had its, you know, roughest times. You know, the streets were pretty dangerous, so they said. So, I mean, this was a way for them to express themselves and, you know, just rebel against the brutality that they were facing during that time. So they have revolutionized music, and they have become, you know, influential figures in the rap hip hop community. So, you know, you got your Dr. Dre, you got your Ice Cube, Eazy-E, you know, among the others. So it should be really good. I'm excited to see that. Yeah, so apparently Jason Mitchell is going to be playing Eazy-E's role. And Alexandra Shipp, she's going to be playing Kim Bauer. So we'll see how the movie goes. I'm probably going to go see it because the trailer looks really, really good. I hope it's not like Whitney Houston's, you know, biopic in Lifetime, because that was pretty whack, honestly. Like, what a negative way to, like, portray somebody. So, we'll see. We'll just see how this one goes. Now, there's also been some talk about the whole Blac Chyna, Amber Rose, French Montana, Tyga, Kylie, all of that. That is just one big, big mess. So let's start off with an interview that made Amber Rose go off. So this is what happened. Amber Rose was interviewed, I think it was by Power 106. So really cool, influential radio station. So they're all about hip hop and all that stuff. So they interviewed her, asking her about Tyga, who is her best friend, Blac Chyna's ex. Yeah, so they were both strippers. So Blac Chyna and Amber Rose were both strippers, and they married, had kids with rappers. So Blac Chyna married Tyga. Yeah, he married Tyga, and Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa got together. They both had baby boys. So after Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, you know, they broke it off. So Amber Rose went on, had an interview, and one of the questions was what she thought of Tyga and Kylie, because now there's been a lot to talk about if they're dating, if they're not. So they haven't really came out with a clear answer. Tyga says that he isn't dating her, and Kylie's just not even talking about it. So nobody knows, but just the pictures, I mean, you can see how close they are. I think they even did like community service together, or they did some charity work over, you know, the Christmas holidays. So, I mean, they, to me, they look pretty, pretty snuggly. So pretty much it was, yeah. So Amber Rose was asked what she thought about her relationship or their relationship. And she went on to say that she needs to go to bed. Damn. She needs to go to bed because she's only 17. So, of course, her sister, Khloe Kardashian, went to defend her. So she said that she has her life together at 17, unlike Amber, who started stripping at 15. So all of that, that was just a pretty, that was just a low blow, honestly, because damn, like, how are you going to go out there and say, like, no, you're a, you know, you're a bad person, you know, for dating a 24-year-old and then coming back and saying, yeah, well, you were a stripper at 15. Like, that's just dirty, dirty, dirty drama with them. And so then they had a big Twitter feud. Even Kanye got involved because Amber Rose called out Kim Kardashian, saying, you know, that she was... So Amber Rose pretty much said that she was just doing what Kim did to her family so that they could get ahead. Now, of course, this made Kanye blow up. I can't even imagine how mad he must have been, because like, if somebody's going to be talking about your family like that, that's pretty, I don't know, I guess it's disrespectful, but there shouldn't be any slut shaming going on, because pretty much that's what was going on. I don't know. So Amber Rose then went on to say that, hey, you know, Kanye, you better get your, what did she say? You raisin looking head out of here. She's like, get out of my messages. She was just not going to have it. She was going to stick up for herself. She was going to say what was on her mind and not allow anybody to tell her otherwise. On one hand, that's a great thing. Don't let anybody shut you down. But if you're just talking smack, then damn, you're gonna expect something back from it, because that is just not gonna fly with them. And especially the whole Kardashian-Jenner clan, they're just a whole new breed, honestly. I'm sure they are lawyered up to the max. So anything that is said about them, I'm sure that you can expect a lawsuit. I'm surprised actually that she hasn't been sued already by them. I don't know. Would that be considered, you know, defamation? So, I don't know. But hey, it's true. So, I don't know. Now, so Amber Rose was talking about how there's a bunch of like double standards in the media, and how one guy, you know, after he breaks up with his girl and who has another girl, you know, how that's okay. But when the girl's doing it, then it's not okay. And she's being called all these types of names. So she's just like, honey, I am not having that. I am not having it. So she's just going to go do her own thing. And she actually posted a video when she was in Trinidad, I believe, in which she was like twerking on some guy, and she was like having the time of her life. Like, my question is, like, girl, where is your kid? Why isn't he with you? Like, seriously, where is your kid? Why'd you leave him? Yes, moms are entitled to go out and have fun, but when you're going to be traveling all the way across, you know, the ocean, and you're going to be partying up and showing all these people your business, damn, girl, I don't know where your mind's at. So she has been the topic of conversation for a lot of people. And she's now saying that she's going to be defending her friend, Black China, to the end. Because, I mean, now they're both single. They're both single moms. And, apparently Wiz Khalifa actually wants to have full custody of their son, Sebastian. I don't know how old he is. I don't remember. But he's pretty much saying that she's a bad mom and that she's dirty and all this and that. And speaking of dirty, Kanye West actually responded to Amber Rose's interview on Power 106, and he went on to say that she was dirty, that after, you know, having sex with her, that he had to shower 30 times before he got with Kim and all this. So it just started getting even uglier and uglier when she said that Kim was with Ray J and how they had that video. It's just been getting dirty, dirty, dirty. I don't know what the heck is going on with them. So, and now even to make things worse, so apparently Blac Chyna was seen in the studio with French Montana. People are saying that that's actually revenge, you know, for Tyga and Kylie. I'm just so confused because wasn't Blac Chyna, you know, friends with Kim Kardashian? And now here you have your friend's sister dating your ex. That's just, oh my God, Hollywood, I'm telling you, it's crazy. So French Montana in the studio with Blac Chyna, they're thinking it's revenge. Some people aren't thinking it's revenge. You know, I'm just wondering what's going on with French Montana and Khloe Kardashian, because I thought they were a thing. So now if Blac Chyna is in the studio with French Montana, I mean, who knows what the heck they could be doing. So, yeah, I don't know. All of that. Now, did you guys also see that Madonna fell at the Brit Awards? I saw the video and honestly, like, I wanted to laugh deep down inside, but I was like, damn, dude, like, that's crazy. That is very crazy how she fell. She fell back hard, hard, hard. She fell. And supposedly that, you know, the person who she was with was supposed to, like, just, you know, just catch her or take off her cape or something, because she was wearing something, like, really, really long, and it was, like, some sort of matador cape. So she, honestly, the whole performance was just so weird. It looked like something that I would just see, like, on an Illuminati conspiracy type of thing. Like, the whole, like, horns and the red cape, and I don't know. Madonna, girl, you're doing too much. So she fell at the Brit Awards February 25th. You know, so she wrote on Twitter about her fall, and everybody was saying, like, yeah, Team Madonna, you know, she still got it. And her friend is J.K. Rowling, as many of you know, the author for the Harry Potter series. And she tweeted, "Are you the sort of person who gloats when they see a woman fall, or the kind that celebrates a magnificent recovery? Hashtag Team Madonna." So we know where she stands. She loves her. You know, so a lot of people responded, including Madonna. She said, "Thank you, J.K. Rowling. So nice to read your words of support. Women supporting women. Hell to the yeah. Hashtag rebel heart." So that's pretty nice of them to read. Very nice, like Madonna said, woman to woman support, which I think lacks in today's society. There's a lot of competition with women, as we've seen in Hollywood, you know, the whole Amber Rose versus Khloe and Kylie. So it's just nice to see that women are actually uplifting each other, even in times of despair, you know. So it was cool. So then Madonna went to the Jonathan Ross show, and so she pretty much talked about how the events came about. So this is, and I quote her, "I was told to tie my cape and start much further back, and I had to walk further. And everybody was worried my cape would slide off, so they tied it really tight around my neck." Ouch. That seems like it hurts. "I got to the top of the stairs, and I pulled the silky string, and it wouldn't come undone. I had two choices. I could either be strangled or fall. And I chose to fall." Well, hey, that was a good option. I would have much rather fallen than gotten strangled, because, girl, you don't know if you're going to be able to breathe right after you get strangled off of a heavy cape. So, I mean, kudos to you. Now, Madonna's rebel heart will premiere March 6th. So that should be cool. That's going to be this Friday. Dang, already Friday. I can't believe we're already in March. We are on the second day of March. So that's pretty crazy. This year has just flown by. Now stay tuned, everybody. You are listening to The Hollywood Pileup with DJ Stax here at radio.dominican.edu. Just the sound of my whole career crashing, burning. The thing that I mostly fear was on track for the first 2 years, until I let the devil steer. That would have we hit, mask my tears. But I ain't never letting go. I ain't never letting you go, yeah. I ain't never letting go. I ain't never letting you go, yeah. I ain't never letting go. I ain't never letting you go, yeah. I ain't never letting go. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Cole, my nigga. Sometimes I brag like ho. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Cole, my nigga. Sometimes I brag like ho. Born sinner.
I'm just thankful 18 years of suffering gone just like that. You've been suffering 18 years yourself. You've been going through pure hell, but it can be.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. 'Cause I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. So I wanna see the baby. Pushing love, girl.
Angel.
Yeah. Just my little push of love, girl. Now, hey, little mama, I love this high we're on to. And I know that your supply.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to DJ Stax here with your Hollywood Pileup at radio.dominican.edu. Up next, we're going to be talking about some Hollywood gossip. Specifically, though, some Hollywood people who we are just fed up with. I don't know about y'all, but I am thinking that Kevin Hart, Love you. Love your stuff. But dang, I don't want to see you on my screen. I don't want to see you all the time. I feel like it's like movie after movie. I'm just a little tired. I need a little break from you, honestly. And I think this is what happens with a lot of people who, you know, just go off and are successful. And I applaud your success. However, I feel that I'm just like, take it easy, dude. Like, give us a little break. Like, let us miss you. Let us miss you for a little bit. And then when you come back, we can say like, oh yeah, I remember. I remember why I liked you. But when you're having so many like movies and shows and this and that and all at once, it's just a little too much to digest, honestly. So Kevin Hart, love you. Gotta slow it down. I mean, he has been pretty active. He has been on a lot of, you know, box office hits, especially in 2014. He actually was in the headline of Ride Along, the movie about the cop with Ice Cube. He was in About Last Night and Think Like a Man 2. I actually saw that movie. It was pretty funny, but I felt like a lot of the jokes were kind of forced. Very rehearsed, very, very rehearsed, actually, which takes away a lot from the experience. So my opinion, but apparently now he is going on a comedy tour, and this is going to be held at a very large football stadium, actually something that nobody has ever done. So, you know, good job for that, Kevin Hart. Hope you got some big jokes in there too. So we'll just see where he goes. You know, I mean, he's been making a lot of money. Apparently Ride Along actually turned out to be a big hit with $153 million in the box office. And, you know, they're already, you know, doing, or they already did the Ride Along 2. They're doing the Ride Along 2, which is actually going to be, you know, hitting the screen in 2016. So right about like, they're saying January 15th. So we'll see how that goes for them. So yeah, Kevin Hart, I don't know. We'll see where that goes. So ladies and gentlemen, that has been your Hollywood Pileup, bringing you the latest celebrity news, gossip, and more with your host, DJ Stacks, here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week for more celebrity news and gossip. So take care, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Bye. I'm just a fired up. Break it down. My heroin, my cocaine, my plum wine, my MDMA. I'm hopped up on it. It won't go away. Now I can't wait till I get home.